Welcome back to the Balance Bully podcast for ambitious women in business and a few brave men. I'm your host, Nikita Rin Thigpen, always excited to be in the room with you. So we're going to play with something. We'll just see how it goes over a few episodes here and there. Intermittently, I want to bring back something we used to do way back in the day called Balance Bites, which were these little kind of micro episodes that could be anywhere from, honestly, 2 minutes to 7 minutes to maybe up to 10 or 15 minutes. Like, they're usually very short and sweet, comprehensive, clear, but very valuable bite-sized pieces of Balancing Boldly, right? And so what we'll do for these episodes is one question per episode. So I'm pulling up questions that I've been asked over the last few weeks or few months. Sometimes I'll dig in the crates and go back a little bit further. But something that literally just came up, I think this was 2 or 3 days ago. We did a post on a quote that I often talk about where I say, your boundary should be expansive enough to allow who you're becoming to come forward to you. They shouldn't just be restrictive. And someone asked, you know, why do I say that? Where is it coming from? Could I expound on it? So I wanted to just take a little moment and do that here. So when I say expansive boundaries instead of just saying boundaries, or even my old verbiage of liberating boundaries, which is still true because boundaries should liberate you. It should free you from the old version of yourself or from feeling like you're bound to someone else's expectations. But the play on it with expansiveness, actually the phrase of the kind of interpretation of expansive boundaries isn't mine. I won't take credit for something that I didn't create completely or that wasn't truly downloaded to me. I don't know. I want to say pre-pandemic, I was doing an interview with two sisters, and I want to say, I think they've changed the name of their podcast, but it used to be like Two Sisters Who Slay or something like that. Like, I don't want to misspeak of it, but they're two biological sisters. I believe they're living in Costa Rica at this point. I'm not sure if they were at the time of our recording. And we were talking about boundaries. You know, I'm a balance and relationship advisor. Boundaries is a core tenet of what I talk about, just like loneliness, just like intimacy, just like forgiveness, self-acceptance, healing, you know, all those kind of pillars, if you will, around, you know, the traditional work-life balance, fulfilling intimate relationships, sustainable business practices, that kind of thing. So boundaries was naturally something that we were speaking of. And at the time, this is 4 or 5 plus years ago, I really held on to the framing of it as liberating boundaries because I, like I said earlier at the start of this podcast, I feel like your boundaries really should liberate you from those things that are just no longer serving you anymore and really should give you that room to play. So as I was kind of describing it that way, one of the two sisters mentioned like, oh, like expansive, like they should be expansive boundaries. I was like, oh yes, I love that. I'm going to take that. I'm going to forever start using it. So I just want to, even though I can't specifically remember their names, I just want to be very clear about that. I make up a lot of things. Things are downloaded to me all the time. I redefine words. I reclaim definitions of things all the time. And I will be always honest when something is truly from my spirit, from my being that came into me, through me, to you, versus something that was borrowed. And that was. So the way that I kind of deem expansive boundaries now is true to the liberating boundaries element that I previously mentioned, but it goes a little bit further. It's really looking at boundaries being like your guardian angels. You know, I have 5 specific guardian angel boundaries that I call my 5 permission zones. And in those particular guardian angels that are around those permission zones of me that allow around me that allow me to live a very full life are a guardian angel / boundary or # boundary around my personal habits. It's very important for me to make space for what is physically nourishing to me, whether that's good food, great hydration, you know, fitness is a tonic for me, just pure stretching, like whatever that is, like it's really important that I have a boundary around that I don't create justified excuses. You know, I literally just had a conversation with my husband, I want to say it was just a couple of days ago, where I was really proud of myself because I'm on this new streak with my workout routine and all the things that I'm doing with, because of my rare autoimmune, because of the surgeries that I've had, because of some of the other challenges that I've had in my physical being, I have been known to do hashtag too much with my exercise routine for the purpose of strengthening my body, not so much about releasing weight, but more so for strengthening and toning. And because I'm in the zone and I'm in the flow and I feel so good, I won't realize that I pulled something or I strained something. Typically, because I do have a high pain threshold, it typically happens a day or two after. And then that pain will shut me down from, you know, not from work. I'm still able to work, but it'll shut me down from being able to really get back into the rhythm of exercising for sometimes weeks, sometimes months. And if you are someone who has paused or stopped exercising for a while, you know that when you finally go back in it, now you're dealing with the head game, all the head trash, the mindset stuff of, oh, I don't feel like it. I don't have time. Oh, my energy. Oh, oops. Will I injure something again? Like, you can really get into your head about it. And I wanted to be really careful of that. So I'm easing myself, even though my routine is very formidable, I'm easing myself in and being very mindful to not push past, areas that I shouldn't quite push past quite yet while I'm warming back up into this new consistency that I've stepped back into. So boundary, right, around personal habits. So, and it's expansive and abundant because I get to play, I get to change my workouts. I don't always have to do shadow boxing. I don't always have to do spin on the Peloton or Tabata specifically, because that's like one of my favorites. And of course you should always mix that up anyway. You shouldn't do Tabata anything every single day, but I get to play, I get the edge in dancing, like all that. So it should be abundant, right? Like, it should allow you to have this abundance of joy and not feel like this rigid thing that you have to do, that you're slugging through, that you're frustrated with yourself over, you're cursing yourself at through. I'm not saying there aren't moments for that, because there are seasons where you just have to talk yourself into something, but that shouldn't be, you know, the rule. That should be more so of an exception. And so by having a guardian angel boundary around my personal habits that allows me to feel good, to have the energy that I need to do all the things that I'm here to do, purpose to do, and that I also want to do, right? Like, in addition to the purpose work that I have. And then of course I have other boundaries. That was just one. I have a boundary around my time for my faith, for my devotional time as a woman of God, as a woman who believes in Jesus Christ, a woman who is a Christian, a woman who is also a metaphysician, which I know for some of you listening are confused by the two of them, but it simply is the understanding that there is something spiritual beyond the physical. And most Christians, if they were honest with themselves about that, realize that that's exactly what they believe, but it can, you know, everything has edges to it and the continuum can get really crazy. Some people go all the way left into things and start tampering with things that they should not be tampering with. And then some people are so rigid to say, no, you know, there's nothing. It's just Jesus, God, and Holy Spirit, and nothing else exists. And I don't believe that. I believe that other things exist. I just don't play with other things, right? Like, I do believe that they do exist though. So that's the metaphysical portion of that. And there's a whole, like, that's a whole a season of a whole different type of podcast for that, honestly, by itself. But notwithstanding the other three boundaries, there's one around expire expectations, like really looking at what part of me is creeping up. That's either old Nikita, the little Kia inside Nikita, right? The inner child me that's holding on to something that's really not serving me, but I'm afraid to let go of, that maybe belongs to parents or grandparents or coaches or someone else that I aspire to have a different element of myself be like, or I'm inspired by them, and like trying to make that mind, like being really careful to self-regulate and self-evaluate. So having a boundary around that time means I have to be intentionally selfish. See the book behind me. I have to be intentionally selfish enough to make sure that I'm making space to do that reevaluating work. And that's what I mean by having a boundary around expired expectations, is you got to know what you're working with. The first step is awareness. A boundary around my perspectives, because it's important. I'm a nerd forever, nerd for life. I'm a forever learner. And it's really important for me to know the other information that's out there in the areas that are I'm curious about. Maybe I get adventurous about it and go even deeper into it and, you know, obtaining a certification or a credential or something, or just, you know, attending conferences and things. And then also being able to play in those arenas if I choose to, right? Like there was a long time where I only read nonfiction books. Like that was my jam. That was all I did, whether it was personal development, business, spiritual growth, whatever it was always specifically nonfiction. And there was a part of me that wanted to play within the lines of that, or outside the lines, if you choose to use that kind of metaphor that way, and look at like, well, what does fiction feel like? Well, how do I feel when I read mysteries and sci-fi and all that? And I was like, oh, I really like that. It's a good way for me to put the nerdy part of me down and calm down a little bit and just open up the inner child and grow my imagination and all those other elements in me. So again, when I say your boundaries should be expansive, they should really allow you to have a space for your abundance, for your joy to grow, and not be so rigid that they're only there to keep people, places, and things away from you. Because often we create boundaries after we've been betrayed, after we've been hurt, after someone has taken advantage of us or proven to us that they were exactly what our spirit told us they were, but we didn't want to believe it. There was a part of us that thought we could fix them, heal them, change them, show them, grow them. And the reality is that's their work to do, not ours. But often we'll put those boundaries in place because of it, and it'll be super rigid. It'll be all about the no, I don't do this, I won't do this, I'm not gonna, instead of being more about what you want more of. Where do you want to play? And when I give a no, because that is an important part of your boundary, I'm not saying that it's an or, it is an and, it is an and right here in parentheses. But when you give a no, it's specifically because it is not in alignment either ever or just not at this time. It's something that has to be deferred later. And it's because you want to have room for the yes that you've been craving. So that is the answer to the one question in this balance bite that I'm bringing to you today. As always, I want you to go and enjoy the balance of your day, but remember, do it boldly.